This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Shaking America. Tail end of the year, just a handful of days before we swing into 2018. The year that was it a good year for you? Was it a good year for the country? Was it a good year for business? We'll talk about business, politics, sports, all the way across the board, and what the temperature was like throughout the year for most of us. As always, happy to be here as the skipper of this little ship called ATN. Again, Kate Delaney. You can always hit us up at americatonight.net with your comments. Click on the comment section, and you are in. Bada bing, just like that. How about that? In the meantime, people are dealing with super cold weather across the United States. I really think that's the conversation, the buzz in the land. Get on an elevator with somebody, they're going to say, it's so cold outside. Unless you're talking about California, then they're going to say, thank goodness those fires are pretty much put out. It was outrageous what it was like to deal with and see all that smoke every place we went. And I feel so sorry for all the people who lost homes and narrowly escape with their lives because the fire is still on the minds of many of the people in Southern California. Not completely doused, but pretty much getting down to the nitty-gritty of it, and now it's more about cleanup than anything else. In the meantime, a lot of people apparently, because of this tax bill that went through, have decided, you know what? We need to do something about our property tax. The push is on. Local tax collectors across the country are finding that they're working overtime in this holiday week because people want to pay their property taxes beforehand. They're worried about the new tax plan. Somebody was describing the fact that their office opened at 9 and people started lining up at 8:30. Remember, it was just last week that the legislation that limits the amount of money you can deduct for state income, sales, and property taxes to $10,000. Currently, the deduction for property taxes is unlimited, and you can also choose to deduct either income taxes or sales tax. People in states with high property taxes, like New York, could end up owing more because of the change. On Wednesday, the IRS said prepayments may be deductible if they're made before the end of the year and if the tax was assessed prior to 2018. That means you have a couple of days. And that's it. So, for example, Clarkstown, I was just reading about this, they're located in Rockland County, very familiar with it. The median property tax bill is more than 10 grand. It's one of the three counties in the U.S. with the highest property taxes. So their phones are ringing off the hook. They want to prepay, but they have to wait till Thursday to prepay. But they did give the town the green light to start collecting next year's taxes and to go ahead and do that. It was an executive order that was issued by Governor Cuomo allowing the counties to do that. So they're even going to stay open a couple of hours later, realizing that there's going to be people bombarding them and they don't have enough time. So prepaying your taxes could help if you itemize instead of taking the standard deduction and if you normally claim more than 10 grand in state and local taxes. So it just depends. Generally, taxpayers who are subject to the alternative minimum tax wouldn't benefit from prepaying the taxes. So it wouldn't make any sense for them to worry about it. But you can tell, and this is what we said when this passed, all of this is personal. It's what's in your wallet, because what do you have left over to feed your family? What is it going to cost you? And that's what everybody wanted to know, and now that's what they're trying to figure out, is what exactly does that mean? And this is why in some of these big places, they're lining up. It's interesting. Because while all of that is happening, and you have some people that are just flat out off for the week, you have crazy things happening in the world of travel. And, of course, this is a big travel week, so things are going to happen, right? When it's icy and cold, and I never push when they say, well, we have to de-ice the plane, and I hear people moaning and groaning. I don't care what they use to de-ice the plane. Get on a plane that's not de-iced. But this JetBlue plane skidded off a taxiway in Boston because the snow and the ice caused that to happen after it touched down at Logan International Airport. Now, everybody's fine, but it's pretty scary when that happens, right? Then you had something else that happened, and the oxygen mask and everything came down, so it doesn't matter. You land, but that oxygen mask drops, and then you careen off the taxiway. It's frightening. Then there was this Asia Air flight where passengers on board that flight are criticizing the flight crew because they say they were screaming as the plane was dropping. They had a pressurization issue, and in this flight, it dropped 20,000 feet. It plummeted 20,000 feet. So once again, the flight was flying from Perth, Australia to Bali when it suddenly dropped and the oxygen mask came down. People threw them on and they say the crew was screaming. So you hear this crew screaming, the oxygen mask drops. Oh my, that is not a great feeling of security. That would definitely strike fear, I think, within the cabin. And then, just boom, in a matter of minutes, it was an Airbus. It fell from 34,000 feet all the way down to 10,000 feet. It landed safely back in Perth, but people were really, really shook up about the plane and the plane, dropping. So they thought the depressurization thing, they got... People said they felt a little headachy, but they didn't realize what was happening until they saw other people from the flight crew panicking. And then they were screaming, emergency brace, brace for emergency landing. And they say it was just a technical issue. But boy, oh boy, that's a white knuckler, isn't it? Woo! I say it is. And granted, we can get hit by a car easier than any of these plane disasters, and these were near disasters. Nothing happened. A little scary. But it's just something about being that passenger, being trapped, and not being able to even try to swerve or do anything because you're not in the car. You're not in control of any of that. Speaking of not being in control, Mother Nature just laughs when we complain about the weather. Arctic air, that's the conversation. Yes. In Kansas on Tuesday, 4 people died in a car crash because of icy roads. In Erie, Pennsylvania, 65.1 inches of snow. International Falls, Minnesota, had a record low of minus 36 degrees. Wow. Wow. Ice fishermen probably delight in Minnesota when that happens. In fact, I saw a picture of that, and I thought that was pretty interesting. And, in other parts of the country, it's much cooler than a lot of people are normally used to. So that means records are being set, the kind that people talk about. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how you could be a winner, winner, winner simply by clicking on a link. Want to go to Italy, Ireland, UK, New York? I'll tell you how next on ATN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do I want to be with you as the years come and go? If you care to know, would I grant all your wishes and be proud?
Boy, I can really grant your wishes, maybe, if you get lucky. So check this out. Yes, indeed. So DK, the award-winning publisher of the DK Eyewitness Travel Guides, they're awesome, teaming up with Charisma Hotels and Resorts to give people the chance to experience the real Mexico through a holiday travel sweepstakes. You don't have a lot of time, though. DK Eyewitness Travel Guides and Charisma Hotels and Resorts will give away a trip to Mexico. A grand prize winner gets a 3-night stay for two at any one of the adults-only El Dorado Spa Resorts in Mexico's Riviera Maya, or and a branded tote and a $100 gift card and a $500 travel voucher and the travel guide for Mexico. So here's the thing. Send me right now to DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com that you want a tote bag and a book. And if you're one of the first five, I will send it to you. In the meantime, here's the big deal. Enter for your chance to win the grand prize at DKTravelSweeps.com, www.DKTravelSweeps.com, and you have to enter by 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern on December 29th. And I just checked the link. It's awesome. You'll see my picture there. And there's just a couple of other stations, a big one in Los Angeles, KCAL, The Blend, and there's another one. But also you see America Tonight. So This is a really good deal. So I would say do it, because somebody's going to win. And if people don't sign up, I mean, someone's going to sign up. But people are signing up all over the place. But a couple of people have this shot at winning that trip or the other trips. And they're still open, again, only until 11:29 and only until the beginning, you know, the top of the hour for that. And then it's over with. But you've got Ireland, Italy, London, and New York. So one grand prize trip, Delta Vacation package trip for two. Winner gets either a $3,000 voucher for Ireland, Italy, or London. New York also is up for grabs. And this is from Delta Vacations and DK Eyewitness Travel Guide. So same thing. You want to make sure you go to the link here. DKTravel.com. So that one's DKTravel.com. I would be so excited. You have to promise me if somebody from America tonight wins that trip, I'm sure they're going to tell me, but I want you to tell me, because I would leap for joy for anybody who gets a chance to do that. And especially because I appreciate the fact that Delta jumped on board with us, and so did DK Eyewitness Travel. Those travel guides are spectacular. Looking at those guides, it makes me want to go to every single one of those places. And it tells you exactly where to go and what to do when you go to these places. And you look at the Riviera Maya in Mexico. It's phenomenal, is what I would say. Just, you know, absolutely phenomenal. So don't hesitate. Jump up on this while you can before it's too late. Let's put it that way. All right, as we kind of weave into some odds and ends here, it is the end of the year. There are only a couple of days left, and then before you know it, Auld Lang Syne, and we're into 2018. And my wish for everybody listening to this show, because I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the support, the emails over the years, this year, all of that, is peace and prosperity. Peace in your life, whatever that looks like, and whatever prosperity looks like to you, so that you can take a breath, relax, and de-stress on whatever that is, period. And I mentioned that, you know, we're going to look back on this year, and there's, boy, interesting positive things and negative things that have certainly that have happened. And you think of some of the positive things, you think of some of the controversial news, and there has been a ton of it at the tail end of the year. However, what's really interesting is you've got the royals taking up space again in everybody's mind, because you have Prince Harry, the world's seemingly most eligible royal bachelor anyway, announcing that he's engaged to somebody named Meghan Markle, who was raised in Los Angeles, makes history as the first divorced biracial Jewish American actress to join the British royal family. And then they get, you know, once they get married, they get new titles. And, you know, they decide what those titles are. Queen Elizabeth does. They say, most likely, Markle will be a duchess, the Duchess of so-and-so. Didn't you love how they decide that? But that's what happens. So, nobody was rankled over this, but back in the old days, that would never have happened, and it would have made news if they had gone against it, which is what happened at one point in British history. We've talked about that before. Something that's interesting also this past year that was interesting to see, but also gave us, I think, great hope in humanity, is these hurricanes that devastated the Gulf Coast, that devastated Houston, and the way everybody helped each other. Oh, my gosh, the Sunshine State, the strongest hurricane they faced in a decade. And the slow movement toward Florida and all the run-up to what was going to be smashed and what was going to happen, and the state highways and people evacuating, and then pummeling Key West and hitting the Naples area, downing trees, causing flooding. Dozens of people died. Millions of people lost power. And yet through it all, people stuck together and helped people anywhere they could. And I think that was one of the more brilliant things in times of, you know, scary moments, the reaches of so many strangers to other strangers. It just moved me. It really did. Because for all that we talk about that's negative and awful and this person said that and here's what's going on and we're all, it's my team and your team and them and us, it was just brilliant to see. There was no boundaries with that. I mean, absolutely none. I would say that in another horrific situation, we'll go through the big stories of the year in our next show, but I would say what happened in October when the gunman shattered his hotel windows at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas and fired on 22,000 country music fans at that outdoor festival. 58 people died, the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history anyway, 500 people about injured, and the motive still kind of a mystery, obviously. But the fact that there, people also helped people at their own peril and trying to pull them away, get them away, help them, smother them, do whatever they could. And again, to me, that was what was so incredible to see and so incredibly heartwarming in a horrible, terrible situation. The fact that you saw people being just very good in reaching out and not running and trying to do what they could to help whoever else was in this horrific situation. So two different kinds of situations, but situations where we saw the humanity, the outpouring. I thought one that was really cool that happened this year was the eclipse. For the first time in almost 100 years, a total solar eclipse spanning across the country. Some people just racing off to see where they could see it, including my brother and nephew who traveled from Florida up to Charleston, South Carolina, so they could see it. And they did see it, took all kinds of pictures, said it was absolutely amazing. And a lot of people were able to see that. A 67-mile-wide path across the country, starting in Oregon, some of you listening to us in Oregon, then 2 to 3 minutes of darkness. Millions of tourists went to hotels, campgrounds, restaurants, museums, and cities in the eclipse's path, which I thought, again, was a very brilliant, cool moment. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way. On the flip side, again, we'll do a full review coming up on our next show.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Everybody knows how much I love my dog, Mahalo, my golden retriever. In fact, I call him my assistant producer here on America Tonight. So pleased to be joined by Dawn Wolf from Positively Famous. And wait till you hear what Dawn gets to do. I think what she does, her business is so, so fascinating. Dawn, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, good morning.
So,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So when we look at your, before we get into what Positively Famous is, what sent you down this road? What sent you down the road doing anything with animals?
Well, when I was a kid, my mom gave me a puppy when I was about 3, and a few short years later, I saw the movie Benji and decided that my dog could do all the stuff Benji could do, so I started teaching him things when I was about 7, and then I ended up getting a border collie when I was 12, which is an amazing breed and can learn even more tricks than what my little dog could, and yeah, so at that point, I really knew that that was exactly what I wanted to do. I started training birds and all kinds of little creatures around in my area. And then a few years later, I was living in Alaska and saw an ad in the paper for a wolf dog for sale, a puppy. And, of course, I always loved, you know, Jack London and those stories. So, of course, I had to go get a wolf dog puppy. And, yeah, and then I, a year or so later, I ended up moving down to the States after I bought another wolf dog puppy, Athena. And I ended up, because she was almost a pure wolf, she was very strong-minded. I went and met a bunch of people who also had wolf dogs for pets, and I got lucky to meet a fabulous dog trainer, Major Fink. And he took me on as an apprentice for a year and taught me how to be a dog trainer.
Wow, and then you knew this is totally
down that road.
Yeah, you knew this is totally what I want to do, and obviously it's. I love your story about Benji, by the way. So I would say Benji or Old Yeller, even for me, because they kept playing that over and over again. And I wasn't as lucky as you. I had a brother that was allergic to dogs. Then I finally was able to get a dog, and I understand. And we had cats and whatnot, but I totally understand that relationship with the animals. So you get into it, you start your own business, and then how do you drum up business? How do you get business and get people to know who you are and what you're able to do with animals?
Well, a couple of years after I started working for the guy who be a dog trainer. He unfortunately ended up passing away. So now I really was on my own. And, you know, I was lucky that he was, a military, trainer for the dogs. And he had taught me how to fix basically the worst dogs that are out there as far as behavior problems. So there was a real need for that, you know, where a lot of trainers could, you know, deal with the basic stuff. He had really given me, equipped me to be able to deal with the harder things. So the vets loved me because, you know, instead of having to put the dog down due to behavioral problems, they referred them to me. So I was able to save a lot of dogs. My specialty ended up being aggression cases. And I guess, you know, to balance that out, I have always been trick training, which I always found a lot of fun. And, so that kind of helped balance out the sad stuff that I did. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So that's how I got a lot of my business with veterinarians.
Right. Through the vets. And then it expands from there. And you talk about the trick training. You've worked on some television shows. Tell us some of those stories. What's the most exciting, I guess, production you've been involved with?
Oh gosh, I've had so many fun ones. I mean, the most rewarding thing that I've actually done for myself was a few years ago, the local high school actually called me. They wanted to do The Wizard of Oz. And I had a little dog, Nikki, who was just a little, I guess maybe a couple of years old at that point. And it was a month-long production, but I had to, you know, color her gray because she's pure white. She's a white, long-coated Jack Russell. And we spent a month doing that, and that for me was like the best. I know it wasn't probably the coolest thing, but to see all those little kids afterwards want to meet Toto and to see her on that stage was so much fun. As far as TV shows, I did Dogs 101 on Animal Planet with my main show, and that was just incredible to really be able to bring in a lot of the top show dogs from around the country to really showcase, you know, just how beautiful these dogs are and the breeding that's gone into them. Which I took a lot of pride in doing because, you know, when people are looking for different breeds, pure breeds to adopt, you don't want them to see a bad example on TV of what that dog should look like. So I tried to get some of the number one dogs in the country, and I was lucky to be able to do that. And again, there was another rock star for me, you know, that ended up coming on. He was, you know, the number one bull terrier in the world. So the day he actually showed up, my producer was like, why are you so excited? You know, but anyways, that kind of stuff. It was fun.
No kidding. And you and I talked off the air, and you mentioned to me about the Puppy Bowl, and people understand what the Puppy Bowl is about because the Super Bowl is coming up. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, well, actually, a few years ago was the first time I participated in doing the Puppy Bowl. So the Puppy Bowl, I don't have anything to do with the puppies on the actual Puppy Bowl. What they had hired me for a few years ago was to do the tailgate scene where the dogs are sitting out grilling and barbecuing. And so I brought a bunch of trained dogs in to do that. So they continue to reuse those clips. And recently I had a call for a segment that is not the Puppy Bowl is going to air right before the Puppy Bowl, which yeah, I can't talk a whole lot about, but you'll be seeing it. So that was 3 days on set, 12 puppies every single day, 12 to 15 puppies. That was a lot of work, so I'm very excited to see how it all turns out.
I love that. What's the toughest thing about training animals, training dogs?
Well, I guess if you're talking about pet owners as far as training, it's training the owners. Dogs are usually pretty easy. But I guess, you know, sometimes I guess finding out what really motivates that dog to want to do stuff for you. You have to figure out, is it toys? Is it treats? Is it affection? You know, sometimes, you know, if you bring out treats, it's just too much for that dog. It just blows their mind and they can't even concentrate on what you're trying to tell them. So you just have to kind of find out what's going to motivate them, you know, and learn how to communicate with them. That's the biggest thing. Because, you know, if they can't understand what you're saying, you know, you could be screaming it at them, but they still don't understand. You're just screaming. So it's that communication process, which actually when I do a lot of training, I actually don't talk a lot to the dogs in the beginning. So I really want them to focus on me and what I'm trying to tell them with our body language or treats, luring them into different positions. But I don't do a lot of talking until they're actually doing what it is I want them to do.
Wow.
So I'm saying sit while I'm teaching sit. I'm saying sit after they've done it a bunch of times, then I name it.
Wow, that's so interesting because I think a lot of people assume, I mean, any of us Don mere mortals out here trying to train our dog, it's all about the treats. And how interesting to hear you say not talk as much in some cases, and what is it that motivates them, which also might be the affection. I didn't even think about
that. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, or a spiky toy. My Jack Russells used to just love those fake squirrels, you know?
Right.
That was a big thing, you know, a reward.
Right.
So, but funny, I'll tell you one of the funniest rewards when my Jack Russells had Nikki. Whenever she'd go on set for me, and, you know, we'd be there all day. As soon as we pulled down my driveway, we'd get out, she'd get out of the car, she'd tree, and all she wanted me to do for all of her hard work, she didn't really care about treats. She just had a really great work ethic. She wanted me to pick her up, hold her against the tree, and then I would yell, "Squirrels, we're going to get you and all your little friends too." And Nikki would bark up into the tree, and then I'd put her down. She's like, "Okay, good." So that was her reward for working 12 hours on set for me that day.
Oh, that's funny. I love that. We have a couple of minutes left, and I want to make sure we talk about this because I now feed Mahalo Life's Abundance 2 through my site, Kate's Kibble. Kate's Kibbles, and I love it. And Mahalo loves it. He inhales it. So there's something about the food that is not only good for him, but that he likes. And you've been involved with Life's Abundance. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I actually was one of their first distributors, I guess 12 years ago, I had gotten involved with it. You know, because when you see your clients and they're feeding not very nutritious food, you know, you do need to explain that there's difference between, you know, Taco Bell, you know, and eating organic food, just like, you know, for us. So I did a lot of education, and one of the things I told them about was Life's Abundance. And in fact, I actually used the Life's Abundance, just the kibble, as treats. So when I was out doing, you know, group classes or working with a client, I would pull a little bit of this out of my my treat bag, and I'd feed them that, and they'd be like, "Oh, what are you feeding them? What kind of treat is that?" I'm like, "It's just dog food." They're like, "Really?" Because if you can have the best dog food in the world, nutritious, all that, if the dog doesn't want to eat it, forget about it. So, you know, dogs not only they love the taste of it, and it's very good for them. You know, and it just transforms dogs' coats from, you know, dogs have dry, itchy skin, to just, you know, within a month, they're just nice and shiny and healthy. And so, yeah, but I've been a big fan of Life's Abundance for years. And
yeah,
that's what I still feed today.
Yeah, that's what I've found, too. Same thing, Mahalo's coat is so shiny. And, again, the fact that he likes that they make it in small batches and it's healthy for him and it's not all that other nonsense that's out there that people don't realize often how bad it is for their dogs. Like you said, I love the description of Taco Bell. So if somebody wants to find you, Dawn, and learn more about what you do, how do they do that? What's your website?
Well, it's positivelyfamous.com, and that's P-A-W. And I'm also on Instagram under Positively Famous, and they can find me on Facebook under Positively Famous Animal Actors.
All right. I love it. Dawn Wolf, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Yeah. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Will this night fulfill our promises and bury us in peace?
Joining us now on America Tonight is Norden Mengel. He is the spokesperson for WBO. And today they launched something very important with the Human Rights Awareness Campaign in New York City, or they did that the other day. After a month of implementing the campaign in London, and we're talking about people that have been murdered or disappeared by Pakistani security forces. Norden, thanks so much for coming on the show, and tell us what WBO is and what you've launched to raise this awareness for a place that I think many people don't know.
The World Watch Organization is working to raise the issue of human rights abuses taking place in Balochistan, human rights abuses being committed by the Pakistani authorities. So we're trying to raise awareness internationally, because people back home, whoever does talk about this issue, whoever advocates for it, ends up being disappeared or killed, as you said. So what we're trying to do is tell the world about what's going on. Unfortunately, this region, even though it's been at the focal point of when it comes to foreign policy, U.S. foreign policy, but still, surprisingly, not a lot of people know about it. It's the size of Texas, Balochistan, but, you know, no one knows about it.
Yeah, and tell us about it. So it was annexed by Pakistan in, what, the 40s?
in 1948. So in 1947, Pakistan and India, they both, after the British left, these two became independent countries, and the Baloch people, who are secular people, were given the option whether they wanted to join Pakistan, because Pakistan, again, was created on the basis of religion. They said that they didn't want to be a part of India because they wanted to have a separate Muslim state. So they became an independent state in India, who was separate. So we were given the option of joining either or becoming independent. Now, the Baloch people decided to go for independence. And 9 months later, Pakistani troops invaded Baluchistan, the capital, and took over. And since then, they've been carrying out military operations over the past 7 decades. Against the people.
Wow. And so obviously the idea is to get more people to understand where it is, what's happened, as you just described, the history. And what is it known for, right? It's known for oil, gas, mineral wealth, right?
Well, that's primarily the reason why Pakistan occupied this territory. It's 44% of Pakistan's landmass. So it's also the most richest in natural resources. It has the lowest population. So if we were an independent state, we would be quite well off because we don't have a huge population. But Pakistan's population is like the most populous province is 200 million. That's 110 million. So the total population of Pakistan is 200 million, and one province comprises 110 million, and we're only 10 million in comparison. So all our natural resources are still not enough for them. We've got oil, we've got the largest copper reserves in the world. And one of the largest gold reserves in the world, natural gas, and also a port which China is seeking to gain access to the Indian Ocean. So they're constructing a port with the help of the Pakistani authorities.
Wow. We're speaking with Nordin Mengel. He is a political activist, human rights defender, and spokesperson for the World Baloch Organization. And he's exiled, actually, speaking to us in London, to the UK, because what is the fear that you'd be killed, right, by the Pakistan government?
Well, the Pakistani government does not want this issue to be spoken about, which is why no one knows about it, unfortunately. You know, unfortunately for the U.S., it seems to be that the U.S. Government doesn't, even though it might want to talk about this issue, might want to raise human rights abuses, but because it's such a sensitive issue for Pakistan, it's Achilles' heel. So it doesn't want to jeopardize its relationship, maybe, by talking mm-hmm. about this issue. In such a huge territory, there's not even a single U.S. consulate. And, you know, there's no access for journalists, no access to international aid agencies or human rights organizations. And, you know, so people who talk about this issue internationally, I mean, Pakistan tries to malign them, or those who are in Baluchistan, they end up being killed. So Pakistan's put all its efforts in trying to stop this word spreading across the world. You know, they don't want people to know. And I hope that, you know, this campaign that up London and New York, that people will get to know more about it.
And one of the things that you did is advertise on taxi cabs, and because you wanted to get the word out, right?
Yeah, so it's a human rights campaign, you know, Pakistan's and human rights organizations, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, they've reported on abuses being committed by the Pakistani army in Baluchistan. So a lot of people don't know about this. And a lot of people don't even know. A lot of Pakistanis don't even know.
They don't even know about it, right? Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay, Nordin. As we continue the conversation, you're saying a lot of Pakistanis don't even understand about it, right?
They don't. I mean, there was this media, like BBC survey a few years ago, where people on the streets of Pakistan were asked about Baluchistan and if they could name a few cities, and they couldn't, and they didn't even know the history of Baluchistan. A lot of people in Pakistan, the majority doesn't even that, Pakistan had occupied Balochistan.
Yeah, and speaking of that, too, and so this really brings it home, and people understand how serious this is in Balochistan. Have any of your relatives been killed or mistreated at all by the Pakistani military for raising their voices?
So my grandfather was the first chief minister of Balochistan. He was the first democratically elected chief minister in the 1970s. And his government was toppled by the Pakistani authorities 9 months after he was elected. He was imprisoned by the Pakistani authorities, again, because he demanded greater autonomy for the Baloch people. Now, my uncle, who was very young at the time, was a campaigner, human rights campaigner, political activist, and he was abducted in the city of Karachi in Pakistan, and he's been missing ever since. It's 1976, 6th February 1976. He's been missing ever since. And very recently, in 2012, former Pakistani general, the head of the ISI, the intelligence service, Pakistani intelligence service, he's retired. I mean, now he's passed away, but he was retired then, and he admitted on national television that my uncle had actually been abducted and killed during torture by the Pakistani authorities. You know, it's been 40 years that, you know, no one's heard of him, and we never got his body. So, you know, this is just one example. Like, he was the son of a chief minister, so you can imagine the lives that common people face in their everyday lives. There are thousands of people who have gone missing, and every other day their body is dumped by the Pakistani authorities just to spread fear amongst the public. Like, and you know, when there's so many thousands of people missing, and there's a body dumped in the street, and they haven't identified it. So in the first few hours, when people are, all these families that are affected, they're trying to find out who it is, they all think it's their loved one. So it's a way of spreading fear in society, because there are thousands of people that are affected. And this is something that's been going on for years. Pakistan, on the other hand, is also using religion against the Baloch people. They're using Islam as a tool against the Baloch people. As they say, religion is the last resort of a coward. So they're using this to corrupt the society. And not only that, the Pakistani authorities have for years deceived the West. They're deceiving the U.S. and other Western governments by making them believe that Pakistan is actually an ally. Well, they're not. They were sheltering the most wanted man in the world, and they have been supporting these elements in the region. And I've got to say this, that if there is no problem of extremism, fundamentalism in the region, Pakistan will no longer get the billions of dollars that it has been. But as long as there's a problem, Pakistan is going to keep getting these billions of dollars. And it doesn't want that problem to come to an end, you know.
Boy, and what a poignant thing to say. And as you mentioned, you have to say it. So I want that to sink in for people. It's the perfect place to end this very sad Baloch, what's happening there. Now it's on my radar, I can tell you that. Norden Mangal, thank you so much for raising the awareness about this very serious, awful problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health.
To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.